And it's a pleasure on the court about an hour ago, and on a busy area, we say to area of Abuja. And so far, we cannot confirm any figure of casualties, but we will not rule that out because of the heavy concentration of businesses and people who go to do business there. But security and emergency relief have mobilized to the area, including medical services. And we just appeal to citizens to be on the alert, be watchful, and avoid the area for now because of the rescue efforts that's ongoing around there. The congest traffic and allow space for officials to carry out the task of evacuation and treatment.
Has investigation begun concerning
It has already commenced. Officials have mobilized the area and people are looking at various possibilities and angles on it.
Has the government engaged the public in terms of being aware since the ongoing World Cup? Experts are saying that malls and areas where people congregate become soft targets to some of these militants to attack.
Yes, we have issued the warning, the alert, earlier on. It's an ongoing event. Even yesterday, we had a security awareness program with principals of schools on schools initiative that was introduced by the government. We have also, been campaigning the media for citizens to be more careful. We had issued the alert even before the World Cup. The venues of viewing should become more secured, and people around the area generally should cooperate with local security forces around them to ensure safety of lives and avert possible incidents such as this nature. So that is ongoing. We will not stop until the entire country is fully mobilized to understand the cruelty of this act and the nature of the and desire of these people to just kill people. Big light in killing human beings, and that is a dastardly act. It's despicable. It's not something that humans should contemplate in any form and any way at all.
Some Nigerians are expressing concern that it appears these militants who are bent on causing harm appear to be winning on the surface of it because they're creating confusion, creating panic. There's very little that is opposing what they are doing.
That is the intention of all terrorists. But for any one blast, 2-3 more, and we have been averted area, either on a daily basis, it's been averted. It's only that the blast come with a bang and the noise, and so it attracts everybody's attention. But the arrest and aversion of some of these blasts hardly comes with any noise because it's not bang, bang, bang. But we keep announcing most of the arrests that happen as a result of effort. I recall the one in Kano yesterday. The suspect who planted it was actually apprehended almost immediately because citizens around there were vigilant. And so when they noticed his movement and attempts to escape, he was quickly apprehended by citizens and security forces and then taken away into custody.